From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Domestic farm laborers legally admitted to the U.S. under the H-2A work visa are now eligible for state-inspected housing thanks to a change in the Housing Act of 1949. USDA released the changes made to the housing eligibility last week. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018 amended the Housing Act to extend farm labor housing to ag workers legally admitted and authorized to work in the U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Western Farm Press he's pleased that USDA programs can now better assist farmers needing to provide housing. U.S. soybean exports will be down a quarter billion bushel in the coming year thanks to steep Chinese tariffs on the oilseed. Agriculture.com reports that's the estimate from the USDA's monthly WASDA report, but in a boomerang effect of the U.S.-China trade war, Brazil would replace the U.S. as the world's largest soybean grower as China scouts for alternative suppliers. USDA says the tariff China recently imposed is also expected to cause higher prices for soybeans in China. The Washington Potato Commission plans to promote the athletic performance benefits of the spuds. Executive Director Chris Voigt tells the Packer Potatoes USA is really tying potatoes to athletic performance, and they're going to be sponsoring a lot of different marathons, triathlons, and bike rides. The commission will be giving out potato gift boxes and meal kits to athletes with all sorts of different ideas on how to incorporate potatoes in meal prepping. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.